The biggest problem we're actually facing is the enormous amount of electronic products that everybody has begun to use. Computers, laptops, smartphones, even kitchen utensils. All of these electronic items contain heavy metals and various different compounds that have potential health risks. One of the things that we are particularly concerned about is that it's actually classified as hazardous waste. So it's supposed to be treated very specially, and it's, for example, illegal to export it from many countries. But what actually happens is that organized crime has seen this as a new potential sector, and they get paid for collecting the electronic waste, and they simply dump it in developing countries.
Can you tell me which countries in Asia most of the e-waste is dumped?
Well, I think we've seen dumping of e-waste across large parts of Asia. We have seen dumping in Pakistan. We have seen dumping in India. We have seen dumping in Bangladesh. We are seeing it in Vietnam and also in China and Hong Kong. It's happening in many places. And it's even being traded off the internet, such as on Alibaba, which is an internet trade system in Asia. So it's been dumped in very many places, and often it can be mixed with chips. It can be in containers. Sometimes containers are just sent, and they're never picked up, such as we've seen in several countries where you can have up to several thousand containers sitting simply with waste. Will stay there basically forever because nobody picks them up.
Now, China is one of the bigger manufacturers of electronic products. Does a lot of the e-waste in Asia come from Asian countries, or do they come from Europe, North America? Where do they come from?
In the past decade, we saw vast amounts coming mainly from North America and from Europe. And I would like to stress again, it's illegal to export this, but organized crime bypasses the regulations. We are also seeing a vast increase in the production, obviously, of electronic waste in Asian countries due to simply the number of consumers of electronic waste. There have been recycling programs such as in China. Some of them, unfortunately, were later shut down. Some of them were quite successful. There is substantial interest in recycling this, both as a business. And of course, there's an interest also because many of these electronic items also contain many of the rare earth metals that are of high importance in the manufacturing of these electronic products, as well as in the military industry.
Now, is this a lucrative business, and who's making money from this?
It's actually quite a big business because the electronic waste, we're talking about something between 60 to 90% that we don't really know what's happening with. And the estimate is that organized criminals can perhaps make as much as up to $19 billion on this. So it's quite a lot of money involved.
What is being done to tackle this problem?
Currently, there is work being done through the Basel Convention. And this is actually very important because a convention sounds very peripheral in many ways, but they're actually very important because it enables countries to set up a common set of rules, especially also on customs in how to deal with it. But we are still only currently recycling a few percent of the electronic waste, and it's not really being addressed according to the scale we are facing in this. And in terms of organized crime involvement, which is becoming substantial because it's very low risk for organized crime to get involved. Why deal in drugs when you can deal with electronic waste with no risk? And that is currently not on the radar of the enforcement community.